Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Hello, angels. How is everyone feeling? Happy Wednesday. Today is actually Saturday for me. It is Saturday the 18th. Yes. So as you guys are listening to this, or by the time you guys are listening to this, I will actually be on my way back to New York from Georgia. One of my dad's sisters have passed away, and I am fine. Don't worry, guys, but life happens fast. And in a mini update outside of that, I am doing really well. I've been doing good for a while now. It's been feeling really amazing. High productivity, man, consistently for like a good while now, which makes me feel really good. I just feel like I'm in a season of reaping the harvest that God has promised me. Like, I know that's a song, but legit, that's how I feel. Anyways, so earlier today, I actually filmed a podcast, or recorded, I want to say, because it's not going to be visual, but I recorded a podcast with the amazing ladies for the panel that I'm going to be on with Angie Griffith, Aaron Dugan, and Avery. I am so excited. You have no idea, for you guys to look out for that. And yeah, just stay tuned. And in today's episode, what I want to talk to you about, I don't even know what the name of it is going to be called at this current moment. I'm going to wait until I'm done recording, but I really felt led to talk about these subjects in as it pertains to the topic of grooming, essentially. So that's kind of a bit of a content warning. If you guys are sensitive to something like that, I just want you to be mindful that I will be speaking of topics that pertain to that word. So firstly, what is the definition of grooming, essentially, right? Grooming is when someone builds a relationship, trust, and emotional connection with a child or a young person so that they can manipulate, exploit, and abuse them. And usually people that are being groomed, they are more prone to being sexually abused, exploited, or trafficked. Now, why am I talking about this? Well, as I will dive into this even more throughout the episode, but I was having a discussion with one of my friends earlier this morning, and even though abuse in that way is something I've never experienced, I think as women, let's be very honest, there have been moments in all of our lives where we've been in an uncomfortable situation that pertains to intimacy at one point or another. And that's what's a problem with me, is in the fact that I'm sure many of us can relate to, or we know people, again, that's still a relation of people that have experienced that. And I find that to be an issue. So although I was not directly impacted by something like, you know, sexual abuse, I'm very sensitive to the topic, even with grooming, because of the fact that it is so common. And taking anyone's innocence is such a huge issue to me. Now, I realized on my platforms, I've always promoted dating guys that are older. How much older? I've never divulged on that, which I think is important to finally bring to light, because let's be very real and honest here. This is going to be a very real and raw episode where There is no way that a man that is in his 50s, late 40s, should be interested in anyone, one, that is 18. I don't care if I'm an adult, I'm legal. No, inappropriate. It's inappropriate. What on earth is a man at that age bracket doing, being attracted to, even on an emotional level, okay? Because guys, you know, physiologically, yeah, they like what's young, But it's like, why are we getting involved, even sexually, with women that are probably the age of your children or could be your child? Now, again, I'm coming from the standpoint of I do believe in dating people that are older. My parents have like a 9-year age gap pretty much, so that's normal to me. I don't mind a, you know, 7 to 10 year age gap, and you know, there are variations in between. What I do not understand, I understand from a woman's perspective why you'd be attracted to someone older. There are many variables for that. What I'm not understanding is the older party being attracted to people that are significantly younger. I'm not even going to get into minors specifically. I'm talking specifically about people that are even in their 20s, their early 20s. Yes, I still take issue with this. Because for me, growing up, I grew up in a very sheltered type of environment. And so there was a huge part of me that had a lot of naivety. And my parents did protect me from a lot, which I actually am super grateful for in hindsight. It prevented a lot of things from happening to me because of my upbringing. However, the wiser that I became, and just people and relationships being my thing, and realizing how many women that I've come across that have a story to share and experience as they were growing up, or even in their late teens, okay? Because I don't even want to get into the extra illegal stuff, okay? I don't even want to get into that. But it bothers me, and it always will. I am 1,000% like a social justice warrior when it comes to things like this, because I don't play around with things like that. I don't play around with taking people's innocence from them. I find it to be deplorable. And so when we have these platforms, people like myself, and we're talking about, girl, you got to get a man that has X, X, and X. The issue is more than likely that automatically, you know, niches down in your dating pool. Because here you are in your early 20s, you're 20, 21 years old, and you think a guy that's 20, 21, 25, even 28, you think he's going to be a massive millionaire? He's not. These are the things that, well, unfortunately, many of us are not going to be speaking about, but I am, because this needs to be addressed, because I realize that it's actually a problem, because the only options that you will really have usually are going to be people that are significantly older than you. See, there's one thing even, right, if you're 20 to 30. Now, we all know that women do mature faster than men. There was an article that I found on Brightside initially, right? I'm going to read it verbatim. A study conducted by the University of Oxford explained that the maturation, I'm sorry if I got that word wrong, of the human brain is distinguished by a prolonged development of functional and structural network properties, which extends into adulthood. This research had the objective of discovering which features transform during maturation and which ones remain the same. So, there was a study done, yada, 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 and they were looking at the specifics of how each gender responds to whatever it was. So the results of the experiment revealed that although the brains of both men and women are still developing and have the same capabilities to operate in daily life, men often show a delay in the prolonged development of functional networks compared to women. Ladies, however, show a more premature deterioration of these networks. This is why it is said that men mature later in life than women. So there was actually a study done in which they're referencing an article that was written by a man named Eduardo Calixto. And the publication is actually in all Spanish, but oh, praise his holy name for a good translator. And there were so many amazing points that he had discussed in his article, mainly being that men's brains are larger than women's, but in terms of brains, bigger doesn't mean more efficient. And female brains have a better memory. The neurons are bigger and connected, so they see colors in more detail, they perceive flavors in greater definition. Essentially, they ripen faster, if you will. And then he goes on to explain, I'm trying to translate this right now, it's all in Spanish. He goes on to explain that in the early stages of life, genes, they play a role in the formation of organs, and that the brain is no exception. So when they tell you that as a woman, you are probably the weaker sex, women are actually stronger because the X chromosome has like 1344 active genes out of the 30,000 on the genetic map, and the Y chromosome of men only has 45, right? So, being that that is an actual thing, sorry, give me a minute, translating. If testosterone appears between 8 and 9 weeks of gestation, the brains are male. And this hormone has, amongst other effects, a decrease in neural connections, which means that women have better brain connections than men. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. It was super amazing. I'm going to link it down in the show notes. But needless to say, I wanted to bring that science, okay, a little science into this because it in fact is true for a reason. So being that we do mature faster than men, and they say on average about 10 years ahead, I can see why, you know, a guy that is, you know, a woman that is in her 20s would want to seek someone necessarily in their 30s, right? I do not understand past a certain point where you have situations where people are 19 and 50 or 19 and like 37, 45, again, I'm not here to shame anyone. The reason I'm making this episode is because I want to get you to think, why on earth would this guy genuinely be interested in me? There is going to be a power dynamic, and I promise you, you will experience this power dynamic where it's so interesting to me how men that seek out younger women, significantly younger women, they tend to play this game where they all of a sudden box you in and make you feel like you're immature. What do you mean? You're like 45. I'm 22. Why, of course I'm going to seem immature to you. The actual thing is, sir, with your projection, is that you're actually the immature one. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. You're not. That's why you're here, huh? Think about this. So I was watching this podcast randomly shows up on my YouTube feed because I was watching Christina Randall, True Crime. I love True Crime. Yeah. And all of a sudden, We're All Insane by this podcaster named Devorah Roloff. I've never heard of her before. It starts autoplaying on my phone. And I came upstairs after eating. And I'm like, what's this? Oh, gosh. Instant. Amazing episode where she was interviewing this woman named Alexandra Moon, I believe her name is. Oh, God, I hope I'm getting that correct. Anyways, her story was super compelling, as there are many of them. I only watched this one episode today, so it correlated into what I'm talking about right now, and it was already on my mind. So I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. I know you want me to talk about this. So basically, long story short, she was giving a very detailed storyline of her life and how she was very young and this guy ended up, he was grooming her essentially, where he got her to drop out of high school to get her GED. He was a military veteran and has all they use this term called all this fruit salad, which is all the badges and Purple Heart this and I don't know, Lieutenant this and Wounded Warrior that. And that's something that he carried around like a badge of honor. And yes, those things are honorary for a reason. However, he was using it as a facade to mask how disgusting he is as a person. And I will link that podcast down below so that you guys can see that or listen to that. I'm going to post it from YouTube because that's where I saw it. And I just find it to be so insane, her story, and how upset I was even listening to it because of the fact that I'm sure many people can relate to this, where they've spent all of their youth with these guys and they turn around and they're left with either children, like in Alexandra's case, or they're left with all of these scars. She's even mentioned she has to get a hysterectomy, all of these different things that she has had to deal with for eternity, for the rest of her life, as a consequence of just being innocent and 17 years old and following the lead of a guy who's 22 years her senior. That doesn't make any sense to me. And this man, because of his position, he was never, ever actually reprimanded for any of his actions. He's been to jail nights at a time, three different times before he even got with her. And there was never any consequence for him being abusive to these women and just being a horrible person. He had zero relationship with any of his children prior to having another one with Alex. And it was just so insane to me that this is a thing. And just hearing her speak about it very wonderfully and eloquently was just so upsetting to me, in the sense where, wow, like, the only thing she did wrong was literally get with this guy. Like, it is so crazy. And it's just, when I hear certain people's stories, usually we think, okay, girl, but what'd you do to, you know, to get yourself in that situation, da da da, like, naturally. But when someone is young like that, it's like, wow, like, that is just, it just seems so unfair, right? Where it's like, her only crime was just, barely, honestly, I say that very loosely, was just being a 17-year-old. And the thing is, what I've learned is that the true story behind that also was that she experienced inappropriate things that have happened to her in her adolescence. And that made her used to, or more prime for, certain circumstances. Now, that's not always the case, but in her case, that was. And in a lot of people's cases, that is what happens, where they experience these types of things at a very inappropriate age, okay, being in a minor, and then into their teens and adulthood, they tend to replicate these types of situations. Now, I want to be very clear in you guys hearing me say this. I am not victim blaming at all. What I'm doing is just adding context. So, needless to say, you know, just based on the things she experienced when she was growing up and her father, things like that, she thought that these types of dynamics were normal, where, you know, you get married. She came from a very, very Christian type of background, she mentioned. And her mother was the only person that vocalized her uncomfortability about her relationship. Her father, on the other hand, after leaving her mother and her father separated, biological parents, her father then married someone who, I believe she said, don't quote me on this, was also significantly, I'm just going to say significantly because I don't know the age gap, older than his current wife, aka her stepmom. So he was very much on board with this, which I was very shocked about, because out loud when people hear this, it's like, oh, Christian, and then, oh yeah, see, they always do things like this. Enough, people. Let's use our brains, please. Yeah, that's why we have them. So when you are in positions like this, people love being like, Christians are always doing this and always doing that. Stop it. We are all human beings. You could be a monk, a Buddhist, whatever. And it's like, Christians get the most flack, you know? And on one hand, I do understand why. But on the other hand, it's like, guys, these are people that are using these types of religious or faith to get away with certain things. That's not a proper representation of anyone that is Christian. And we have to examine our own soul salvation. Okay, that's one. Anyways, so her telling her story just really, like, made me upset, because I know people in real life where they have made decisions. I knew this girl at one time, and she was with this guy since she was 19 years old. This woman is well into her 30s, and she spent it majority of her time with a man that, when she met him, he was in his late 50s, just got divorced, okay? And here she is, not a good relationship with her family. That already makes you a prime victim. And these men are exactly that. Some of these men are predators, okay? They're looking for prey. So what is the perfect prey for someone to be manipulated and isolated? Someone that doesn't have strong ties with their family, someone that's going to be young and impressionable, because why? Our frontal lobes do not fully develop until we're about the age of 25. That's why every single thing that happens to you up until that point, it's like crucial. Not to say you can't experience trauma after that, but you're a little bit more in the clear in terms of certain things having a like dreadful lasting effect on you before that age. Not even kidding. So when you have people that interrupt the process of your development and expose you to things, because let's be honest here, it's always the same song and dance. And you're going to see that in that podcast today linked in the show notes, that Alex was talking about the fact that this man was exposing her to all types of inappropriate, sexually deviant things that very much makes me upset, where he was, you know, introducing her to watching cornography, we're going to call it. And that is so inappropriate. I want to be very clear here, which I also learned today, that it is a federal offense to show pornography to a minor. Okay? So as a minor, you should not be exposed to that. And as an adult, you should not be exposing that to a minor. Let's be very clear. It is a federal offense. And I don't feel like this is talked about enough in the sense where we have a huge group of women. Please, I know. And I know I'm going to get DMs of people saying, Aisha, you're right. It's time to come clean. Where the only options that you feel like you have are these men that are significantly older than you that have so much power over you, you end up compromising all of your life. Now, I was talking about this the other day with one of my friends where it's like interesting how no matter how busy we are as women, because we are very great at multitasking, guys are not. And this is also not a hate men train, but the facts are the facts, baby, okay? And I'm not saying, oh, this only happens to men, da da da. That's just what I'm focusing on this episode. So, because you got to do a lot of disclaimers in society today. Anyways, I digress. With that being said, you have all these guys that are sitting here getting into these inappropriate relationships, and these women are feeling like, okay, well, it's the only way I'm going to get what I want because the ends justify the means. So you spend all your youth doing next to nothing because you're hoping that one day this really wealthy guy is just going to whisk you off your feet and da 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 da. But for the vast majority of you, bet you that's not the case. Everything is not what it seems, baby. Okay? I'm betting that these guys, they make you do all types of crazy things. They're usually always into, it's like they're reading out of the same manual, right? It's like they're usually into something that is sexually deviant. There's going to come a time where you have to compromise. And let's say that sexual deviance isn't a part of the picture, which it absolutely will be. They are going to either be abusive of you in some way and exert and exhaust their power over you as leverage, because that's just how the cookie crumbles. Baby girl, I promise you, you are not an exception to the rule. It will absolutely happen to you. Okay, because when you have absolutely zero power in any way, and that you're here, you're what, 22, all these different things. This guy is like 50. He's established. He has this, that. And yeah, he's great. And you get to fly around the world and all these different things. But at some point or another, I promise you. Oh, let me give you an actual current example. So on Real Housewives of Potomac, right? We all know Ashley Darby. Ashley Darby has a huge age gap with her and her husband, Michael Darby. Now, when she first met him, and I want to be very clear here, I understand why Ashley made the decisions that she did, but also now looking in hindsight, it just proves everything that I have to say correct. I also know that some of you hearing this, you're going to be like, I hear you, girl, but I still want to experience it. And I get that. And then for the other part of you guys, you're probably like, oh crap, yeah, Aisha's definitely right. Or there's going to be another part of you that's like, okay, let me avoid this, the smart people, okay, let me avoid this because I don't want to experience what this brings. So I'd rather wait for what it is that God has in store for me than to put myself out there and experience all this pain and collateral damage that I'm going to have to experience and being in relationships like this that are so unequally yoked. Baby girl, a man that is interested in you, that is 20 years older than you, all this, I'm talking a significant age gap. There is something wrong with the picture here. And case in point, before I get into the Ashley Darby situation, is that even in the story that Alex was mentioning, okay, about her relationship, was that when you're a teenager, especially when you're in that that level of being a minor and someone that's actually illegal, okay? When you're in that type of dynamic, these men are significantly, there's a huge psychological splinter here. There's something wrong with that picture, because why is he interested in a teenager? You mean to tell me that at 30-something years old, 37 years old, you can't even date someone that's at least 25? 25 to 37? Is that too old for you? Why? Oh, because you know that women mature. Usually everyone should be maturing at 25. You know that there's a switch that goes off that's like, uh-huh, nice try, buddy, but you're gonna start to make more rational decisions. They know that. It's not lost on them. And I know that for a fact. I was told that by one of the guys that I dated at one point. He was telling me he didn't date anyone over 25. I'm thinking, anyways, child. So Alex, and what she was explaining was she would cut class and all she'd be doing is, you know, sleeping with this guy, doing like, you know, very sexually deviant and explicit activities in a relationship with this grown man. Okay. And it was just very inappropriate. And then it had me thinking, you know what? That is just obviously looking back, that situation is so flawed and disgusting, because when you are teenagers, let's say you are a teenager and you're with a teenager. First of all, you're too young to be here. Save yourself. Okay, anyway. But the only thing you have to worry about is going to school, doing your homework. Oh, I hate life. I hate class. Like, da, da, da. And I get it. You guys have a lot more pressure on you guys than we did probably at that age. Like, I feel like stressors get more and more serious because you got the girl sitting next to you who's TikTok famous and she's all of like 13 years old and you're just like feeling like a loser. I get it, honey. I hear you. But anyways, back to a serious subject here. So the only thing that you could do is just what? Sleep with each other all day and go home. And you got to get crafty with how you do it, because that's what kids do. That's what kids do. But not grown adults. It's so weird that like all these videos started just showing up. Like, I was meant to talk about this, where there was this murder case. I hope you guys are following me. I'm all around the place. But there was a murder case, long story short. This girl was adopted by very wealthy parents. They adopted all of her and her siblings. She had RAD disease, which is basically a disease that makes it difficult for you to form healthy attachments to your caregiver or parent. It's pretty rare, but it does happen. And so she was primed to be with someone that was not the best for her. And this guy basically walked her through via text message how to murder her brother. And so yada, yada, yada. I'm not even going to get too much into it. Long story short, there was an example where Kimberlea, who I also love, who does true crime, she was saying that he would like knock on her bedroom window to get her to let her in. You are a grown man. This girl is literally 14 years old. You're 23 years old. What is going on here? Why are you even interested in someone that's 14? You mean to tell me, like, I will never understand it, because I'm not sick. So for the fact that you're having to sneak into your girlfriend's like house and room is a problem. That's not a grown man issue that you should be having. Nothing about that says grown. The fact that this 37-year-old man in the case of Alex's case, where she's cutting class and, you know, meeting him in some farmhouse shed. Okay, this like really poor condition place. When you're that age, it's easy to impress teenagers, because they're all living at home. And it's like, my man has his own place. Whoa, wow. And that's when you find people that are primed for situations like that, especially young women. Please hear me out. For all of you young ladies out there that want to grow up super fast, maybe you've experienced things that you shouldn't have at a certain age, like in Alex's case. Like, she said this so perfectly. She said, when I was 15, I was already 18, because of I feel like I never had the chance to be a child. And I get that. You want to be grown so bad. And sometimes it is due to circumstances that are obviously not in your control and not your fault. But I promise you, there's trauma there that needs to be resolved. You have to heal it. You have to fix it. You got to come clean in order so you could clean it out. And otherwise, you're going to perpetuate that all of your life. And you're going to be wondering why you keep attracting certain things. You got to stop and heal it then and there. Otherwise,
when you get more autonomy as you become an adult, you're going to be making decisions based on that trauma that you experienced at that age. And I promise you it'll be way worse because you have way more freedom. That's the issue when these things are not resolved at the appropriate time. Do you understand what I'm saying? So yeah, I do take issue with men who they want to seek out these teenagers living in garbage apartments. And you're thinking, wow, my man has a car. Okay, he has a... And you're not even thinking, this is a 1934 Honda Civic, okay? Now, we're not even sure. This thing barely even, like, sees the road. But he could pick you up, you know, every now and again from school, and you're just feeling like you're living the teenage dream, right? It's like a Lifetime movie. Got your backpack on, and you're just hopping in his car. What is happening? What is happening? Now, okay? No. Because the only thing these people are interested in is one thing. Because adults have things to talk about. But immature and predatory men or people, okay, they want to seek out people that have nothing else to talk about. Because they know everything that they say to you is going to be impressive. Because naturally, they know more about life than you do. That's just how the cookie crumbles. And so again, there are these unfair power dynamics going on here where, of course, someone of that age is going to be manipulative towards the younger party, and that's how it goes. We have to be very careful when it comes to the things that we want. I get it. You want, please take it from me. I've seen quite a bit of things, okay? And I've learned, and even looking back at my own story and things I've seen and witnessed and situations I had to get myself out of where I'm like, okay, Aisha, this does not make any sense. Why is this man significantly older than you so interested in you, Aisha? Well, it's not because he wants to sail off into the sunset with you. So what is the reason? What is the reason? And I really feel this as I bang on my desk to bring this up to you guys, because I feel it in my spirit that this is something that someone or many of you need to hear, because you guys think that the ends is going to justify the means. So you're going to sacrifice your time over and over again. You turn around, you're about to enter into your 30s, and you spent all your time thinking that if I just stick around with this guy, eventually it's going to pay off. He's probably going to get me an apartment. He's going to get me a car. It is not a fair advantage. You don't have any leverage here. And half of the girls you think that are on Instagram, you don't know their story. You don't know what they're doing. And baby, where there's smoke, there is always fire. And if that's not the case, where they're doing certain things, they're compromising themselves. I'm not shaming anyone, but I'm letting you know this is what you're going to enter into if this is what you say you want, right? Half of the time, not even actually, less than half of the time, these are actual relationships that these people are in. And these people are not even as old as you think. I know a girl that I'm friends with on Instagram and things like that for many, many years. Her and her man, he is a very wealthy man. This guy has invested so much into only her, okay? Only her. There's not this power. She could literally leave him tomorrow. She's engaged, by the way, getting married. They don't have a significant age gap like that between them, like people may have assumed. That's the tea. Okay? This isn't some old man walking on a cane. That's not the case. And when you live like that, you have to be prepared for what that comes with. If you're going to be sacrificing, here you are. You know what I mean? And half of the time, these men, the uglier child, the richer sometimes. Lord have mercy. I have no idea why that's the case. However, again, when you choose your path, be prepared for what's going to come with it. We cannot continue to be unequally yoked, because you will get exploited by these men. They will make you do things. You'll feel guilt over doing certain things because you think that the ends justify the means. And they, a lot of the times, don't. Okay, now you have a Chanel bag. Now what? No. Now what? You have a car? I bet half of you don't even, more than half of you guys are not going to get a car out of these situations. Now what? Huh? Oh, you guys got into a fight and now he's bringing it up in an argument? What was that? Oh, now you guys broke up and magically the car, it has left the driveway. First of all, when did you have a key? to the car that you said you got me. Oh, wait a second. You found out that it's under his name because you haven't even established any sort of credit yet. He hasn't done anything to actually benefit you. So it's like interesting how we're in these dynamics. But when you leave, it's like all of a sudden there's absolutely no benefits. And you really feel that when the ending has come, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm betting you do. Because people that truly are invested in you and genuinely love you are going to be doing things that benefit only you. If they are truly, I remember I was dating this guy one time and he had all these connections, like genuinely. And I felt this in my spirit, but I wasn't able to articulate it at the time, that it's like he would do, like he could do so much for me, but he just wouldn't. Even when it came down to inviting me to certain events and charity events, but then he would invite another person that he was grooming that I found out about. And I'm thinking, that makes sense. She's non-threatening to him. I'm threatening to him because I'm a very ambitious person. And he knows, hey, like I like to connect. That's how it works in the world. But when you don't even give someone that opportunity, that means you're acting out of fear. And fear of what exactly? There's something that you don't want me to see, and for good reason, honestly. Because you were about to get left. Anyways, child, I digress. Back to what I was saying. It absolutely is true. We have to consider the sacrifices that come with certain dynamics. If you are someone that is a teenager, please date appropriately. And I mean that. Please date appropriately. We should not be engaging in things, okay, before our time. Because, baby, life is very long. And you need to make the right, like, saving yourself for as long as you can, I promise you, will always benefit. You're not behind. I don't care if you said you never kissed a boy, no one liked you, no one asked you to the dance. I'm not minimizing your problems or your feelings. But I'm sitting here as a woman in her late 20s telling you it's not that big of a deal. And it actually, I feel like you have a little bit of an advantage, you know, in terms of still saving yourself and looking at it from that lens of, wow, I can think more logically because I don't have these soul ties to anyone. So you're able to date from a different lens because you can be more logical with certain things. And for ladies that have, and you have that experience, being that you have that experience, when you stop and you're practicing abstinence, you realize, my lens is a lot clearer as well. These are things that we need to think about because it is a very dangerous game that some of us are willing to play when, especially as a teenager, you want to grow up so fast. Oh, baby, you're doing a fast race to nowhere. To nowhere. You're running fast, fast, fast. To why? For what? For who? Cut it out. At the end of the day, what is important is that we have to have these boundaries. We have to protect ourselves and protect our heart because you turn around and you don't want to be in your mid-20s or any part of your life where you're looking back and you're like, oh my God, I have all this trauma. I don't really believe in wasted youth, but you guys, for lack of a better word, wasted youth. Especially for my ladies that are dating guys that you have a huge age gap with. I know you're not truly happy because think about it like this. If you met someone that was closer to your age, let's talk about this. Don't turn it off. And you met someone that was closer to your age, let's say you're 25 years old, and you met a guy very handsome, let's say he's 35 years old. And let's just say, I know maybe this might not always be the case that men that are 35 are super established, blah, 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 multiple factors coming in here. But you can meet a guy that knows what he wants at that age and is preparing to do so. You absolutely can. Nothing's impossible for God. Just know that when you live for him. Anyways. So you meet a guy like that, and I promise you, let's say you have a 50-year-old man worth X amount, making, let's say, $250K a year. I'm just going to use a conservative number. Then you have a 35-year-old that's making, let's say, that same $250K a year. Or let's take it to the extreme. Let's say you have a 35-year-old that's making $1 million a year. Wow. Then you have a 50-year-old that's making even $2 million a year, or making that same $1 million a year. Now, who are you going to choose? Exactly. I've heard enough, because you're 100% going to choose that younger 35-year-old because you're not operating out of that need in any way, because you're thinking, okay, I could get the guy that's older and yeah, he makes like $1 million more, but it's like, why don't I just get the guy who's younger? We have more to relate to. We're in the same, like, you don't want to be with anyone that he's not even in your generation. Like, what is happening? He's not even in your generation, girl. Girl, what? I know what you want. You want a father. Come on. I know this may be tough to hear, but I get it. You know, I honestly do get it. But the thing is, he's not, okay? And that's where things get weird, because the needs and the things that a father is going to give you, okay, give that to the actual Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Father, in that way. Because there's a reason why we don't have ancestral relationships, right? You can't get that father-like figure in your man. There's a difference. Yes, there's a difference. Because you can have security of feeling safe, but having that father, figure out the source of what it is that you are seeking. Okay? And what it is that you're getting as a result. People want to say, princess treatment or nothing at all. Well, I don't want to be a princess because I'm a queen. Mm-hmm, yeah. Princesses are known for being bratty and they get ordered around. They stomp their feet and all these different things. And I just think that it makes more sense to be a queen, because that's how you know. Only kings know that they want a queen in their life, okay? Kings want queens. Princesses are queens in training, or at least they should be. Think about that. Consider that. What is it that you actually want in these relationships that we're seeking, okay? Because a lot of us are making these decisions based on trauma and deficiencies. And what you're going to get are men that are seeking, like the devil, which whom they may devour. Yeah. And that's an issue. Because when we're operating with those psychological splinters, well, baby, someone's just going to step in it and dig it in deeper to where you can't even dig it out. And that's what's going to happen every single time. So I urge you desperately to make sure that you are considering the relationships that you are protecting. If you're a mother listening to this, protect your children. Don't leave your children around anyone that you don't really, really trust. Okay? My mom growing up was always very strict with who she allowed my brother and I to hang out with, and for good reason. I'm so happy that she did that, because it really, really saved me from a lot, okay? And now I know, in hindsight, looking at people that have experienced certain things, sometimes parents make mistakes, and unfortunately those mistakes end up being trauma for their kids. Maybe you were busy or working, I'm not here to shame you for that. What I'm here to open you guys up to is the conversation and thought-provoking conversation at that, of being mindful of who you're allowing your children to be around. Ladies, teenies, my little angels, who you're allowing into your life. It is not good for you to be in high school and your man is in his 20s. That is not right, because you will do things before you're supposed to. Okay? If you are not going to be holding any value placing any value on who you're going to be, you know, losing your virginity to, I can't stop you if that's something you want to do. Do I promote that? Absolutely not. I don't think that that's something that anyone should be. I think people should be waiting for marriage. That's it. I do. It saves you, you know, from a lot of things. You're able to be more wiser. And I understand in society, that's not something that everyone does. And that's not lost on me. And in the event that that is the case, you know what I think? I think wait as long as you actually possibly can. I think being a teenager and being active, sexually active, I do find that to be way too young. That's my personal opinion. I do find that to be way too young. You know, you start at 15. And again, I'm not shaming anyone. But think about this. You start at 15. By the time you're 30, you've already been up and at it for 15 years. That's a lot of experience that you could have saved yourself for to make more rational decisions if you were someone that's more established into their 20s, established in mindset, I'm talking. Okay. And that to me is what matters. So when you find yourself thinking about these things, which you should consider, I really hope that it helps to shift and change your perspective on who it is that you're going to be allowing in and out of your life. And you know what? If you are someone that wants to test my theory here, go ahead. And then come back and listen to this episode and DM me and say, Aisha, you were right. Because I know I am. And I also know that some people really do have to learn for themselves. And that's not lost on me. The only thing I could do is just still share the information. Because if you're like myself and you heard it, which is one of the main reasons why I created my platforms, you would just not even do it. You would avoid it. But then there are other people that it may take a bit more for them to learn, and that's okay too. Better late than never. So that is the end of this podcast episode, Angels. I have, oh God, I have so many exciting things coming up. I just can't, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Woohoo! My energy is on a million, okay? And it's a Saturday, child. Yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot of guests podcast. If I'm loud in your ear today, maybe you should turn me a little down, girl, because I am I'm on it. So yeah, I'm feeling really good, and just all good things. God is so good, honestly, like all glory to God. And I thank you guys for tuning in, and share this with a friend. Honestly, share this with a friend that you think needs to hear it, and let me know, DM me, okay, if this resonated with you. Because I know that it has to with many of you, because these stories and situations that we find ourselves in as women, especially young women, we are very impressionable. And it's so interesting how no matter how busy we are, we can still make time for things. But a lot of the times you'll find that men don't do the same. So you'll be kind of emotionally unavailable, but you'll make a little space. And for men, when they're unavailable, meaning let's say they're on the grind or whatever is going on in their own personal lives, they only perform within that bandwidth and they don't make time. So for instance, let's say they met a woman, and this is very common. They met a woman and they're just like, okay, I work a lot. I'm doing this, men sleep who they can, women sleep who they want. That's why guys don't close doors. You guys already know this. And so they meet you. They're not thinking at all about a relationship in any capacity, because to them, they just can't. They know that they can't, but they're not going to shut this down because, again, what I just said. So on the other hand, you have a woman. She's on the grind. She's doing this. She has all these things going up. She meets a guy and she's like, you know what? I wasn't planning for this, but I'm going to make space for this right now. Here you are making space for a relationship that you don't even have time for because you're super busy and you know, trying to establish yourself, but you were willing to make the space. And that's the issue, is that a lot of us are willing to make the space. Men do not do that because men do not perform under the pretense of potential, but women do. That's the issue. So, yeah, like I said, think about that. And with that being said, I love you and God loves you. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.